Does everybody feel all right tonight? Yeah. I said, do you feel all right?
Yeah. Gary Brooker is the only original member of Procol Harum, and 50 years on, is still every bit the showman. He co-wrote the music to their hit song, Whiter Shade of Pale, and he gave the packed house here at the Trianon Concert Hall in Paris a sense of what went into that song. A bit of baroque with Bach's air on the G string. A bit of soul from Percy Sledge. And a touch of reggae from Bob Marley. Whiter Shade of Pale somehow captured the spirit of that 1967 Summer of Love and has sold more than 10 million copies all over the world. We skip the light fandango. Turned cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. But Gary Brooker says the extent of its popularity remains something of a mystery.
It's not often in the pop rock world that something will be even more popular 50 years after it came out, you know, than it was 25 years ago. It just seems to stay there. Then there's something mystical about that, I always think. And so
that song includes a bit of Johann Sebastian Bach.
I mean, he was the inspiration, but that's to do with the chord progressions and the bass notes. But I like Bach. I like the sea. He used to write songs, I thought, you know, memorable tunes. So it's not grossly complicated, not like Wagner or something. It's very accessible.
Basically, one of your signature notes was to have brought some elements of classical music to rock. That was what was so progressive about it at the time?
Well, that word didn't exist, of course. but we did like to do different things. Well, we still do. One of the different things was actually to work in the end. We started with the Salty Dog, with working with a string orchestra on that. People heard that and it expanded, and then somebody wanted us to play with the symphony orchestra in Canada. And it worked, because the Procol Harum music songs work very well. We intertwine with an orchestra and a choir rather than have a battle. We often play with an orchestra, you know, I mean, certainly every year somewhere. I've always seen myself as pure and absolutely English as they come, a follower of Boadicea, son of the Iceni, who were a tribe, you know, before Christ. As a band, we like playing in Europe. We have a lot of European fans, if there are such a thing as Europeans. You know, we play in France, we play in Germany, we play around Scandinavia, Italy, wherever, even Malta. So I hope we are able to do that when we leave the European Union. We're starting up a new union anyway, with Switzerland, Norway, and Andorra, and Catalonia if they want to join us.
distinguishes Procol Harum from some other, if you like, mythic rock groups is that you are producing new stuff too. And you brought out an album, it's called Novum.
Novum.
Sounds creepy, but it's an exciting album, 11 new songs.
The thing is sometimes life passes by, things happen. We lost a bit of inspiration for a few years, but we've been playing live continuously, like the last 10 years, for example. Same musicians in Procol. Somebody told us that this year would have been 50 years since Procol Harum started. Thought, oh, we should do something special. Then we realised that we'd never been in the studio, or certainly not since 2003. That was the last album out, which is 14 years. It's ridiculous. So there we all sat together and we wrote some songs that we were happy with, good songs, and we went and recorded them straight after, and it was all very painless, and it turned out well. We were very, very happy with what we did. We did try to make something important. There's an essence of Procol Harum about it, but there's also new ideas in there.
A song perhaps from the album that you cherish?
I have great difficulty in naming one track, actually, because I've heard the album a few times and I like them all.
Try to play hard as I can, exploring all the different shades of living, 'cause I'm that kind of man.
Just to return to the classical music theme, there's one song called Sunday Morning.
I just started that song like that. I didn't think anybody else would realise it was Pachelbel's canon, but with Josh, the organ player, he did, and therefore he played a bit of the tune of it over my calls.
Sunday morning, Sunday morning, I don't have time to take no rest. Call every minute more holy to me. It makes me feel so free.
Jokingly have said, yeah, Sunday morning some people go to church, other people's have a hangover.
Pete Brown wrote the lyrics for Procol on this album.
Who worked famously with Cream.
Yes, yeah, he's been writing lyrics for a long, long time. And most of those songs, they are about the commandments, you see, from Exodus 20, like Moses had. But they're not telling you what you should and shouldn't do. And in that particular one, what it is that you should have a day off a week. Not go to work, save it. Some people call it Sabbath, but it's Sunday, and it still is in France, and I think probably in Africa. They might have a Sunday, but we lost it a long time ago in England, Sundays. I mean, it's still, all the shops are open and everybody goes shopping. And in our Sunday morning that we're singing, what is more holy to the person is that he goes out after work on a Friday night and he has a really good time all weekend. And by the time it gets to Sunday morning, you know, it's not time to go to church. It's time to stay in bed and have a rest and get over Friday and Saturday night. So each to their own, but that's the essence of it anyway.
is the commandment that has motivated the only one?
Thou shalt worship no other God but me. That is the commandment. But to sing that with any conviction, I have to pretend that I am the superior being. But then sometimes I think, no, I'm not singing that because of that. I'm singing it because I'm the last member of the original Procol and I'm still here. I am the only one.
It feels also that your voice has not deteriorated.
The secret is that every day you try and get better. You try and perform better every day. If I come to a day and I didn't sing better than yesterday, that would be the time to say goodnight.
Clearly you're not ready to say goodnight.
No, people won't allow it. A manager won't. The public won't. So it seems that the life of rock person is just goes on and on. Ray Charles has always been my great idol. I just have to follow what he did, and he never stopped, so it looks like that'll be the same for me.
Many thanks, Gary Brooker, for talking to us here on RFI, and here's to the next 50 years.
Oh, OK, I'll do 10. Let's try 10 first.
I'm gone.